Hello and welcome to the Monday, January 13th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Thompsoners Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. On Friday, Cisco announced that it has a patch for the small business routers affected by the backdoor that we have been talking about the last couple of weeks. Cisco calls it an undocumented test interface, but confirms that it does allow remote root access without authentication. So I highly recommend that you do apply the patch and, well, still be careful. You never know when these backdoors or undocumented test interfaces pop up again in future firmware updates or who knows when you swap routers down the road. Other vendors haven't announced anything yet as far as I'm aware of, but there were about half a dozen of router vendors affected by this particular flaw. Remember, the flaw was linked to a particular component that is common in many different routers. And remember how Snapchat had problems with attackers automatically retrieving its user database? Well, this style of attack is not necessarily new and that unique to Snapchat. LinkedIn has issues like that itself and has taken a number of countermeasures that keep getting defeated. For example, CAPTCHAs and also rate limiting based on IP addresses and based on account. So in order to fight these attacks, LinkedIn is now starting a legal battle trying to unmask the individuals who are scraping LinkedIn's content. One attack that wasn't particularly dangerous and successful used Amazon's web service. With Amazon's Compute Cloud, you can set up hundreds and thousands of virtual machines pretty easily with different IP addresses, and then the attacker essentially ran a script on these virtual machines that would not only solve, for example, LinkedIn's CAPTCHA, but also then scrape information from LinkedIn's database by essentially just browsing the site. Very hard to defend against these attacks, so LinkedIn is now trying to defend against these attacks in the courts. And the Syrian Electronic Army was yet again successful in breaching a major company's social media presence. In this case, Microsoft lost access to the MSFT News Twitter account as well as to a blog site that Microsoft uses. And the Syrian Electronic Army, in its usual style, used it to publish its own messages. Nothing really all too malicious, didn't see any malware or so that was distributed here. Instead, they were just warning users from using Hotmail, for example, because the NSA will read all your messages. In addition, the Syrian Electronic Army just redirected viewers to its own site. Of course, that could have been used to distribute malware, but at this point, we haven't really had any evidence that this is the case. All that we have seen so far are the usual sort of propaganda defacement messages. And Target now announced that after looking into the breach into more detail, they found that up to 110 million users may have been affected by it. Now, in many of the cases that are being revealed now, payment card data was not stolen. Instead, email addresses, mailing addresses, names, and other personal information was stolen, which of course then could be used for additional attacks, for example, phishing attacks in order to get the user's credentials. Just as an example, an attacker may, for example, now craft an email telling that person that they shopped at a certain date at Target, which they did, and then warn them of, for example, a compromise of their credit card information and trick them into logging into a fake credit card website to steal the user's credentials. So far, we haven't seen any of the attacks or any of that data being used. However, it is heavily traded, so the data is certainly around and available. Target also reports that its sales dropped 2-6% due to the breach. Also, Neiman Marcus reported that 1 million customers were affected by a breach of its systems in about the same time frame as Target. And then let's not forget Patch Tuesday is coming up tomorrow. We do have patches coming from Oracle, Microsoft, and Adobe so far. Wouldn't be too surprising to have one or two more companies slip in a couple of patches, but these are usually the three big ones. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.